Good afternoon. It's just past 3 o'clock in the Gallatin Valley. This is KGLT Bozeman, KGLT East Helena, serving the Helena Valley. Excuse me. Ron Sanchez taking over from Nora Smith on this lovely Friday afternoon. And I'm ready to rock. I can't wait. I've been waiting for this for 2 weeks. And got up really early this morning to deal with it. Very early, before the sun came up. And got my show together. So let me run through the list of requirements. KGLT is supported in part by Rootbound Arborist, providing communities with quality tree care and a dedication to conserving Montana's public lands and natural resources. On the web at rootboundarborist.com or phone 551-5623. Wild Montana, formerly Montana Wilderness Association, uniting the and mobilizing communities to keep Montana wild since 1958. And for information on how Wild Montana is protecting public lands and waters, confronting climate change, enhancing public land access, and helping communities thrive, online at wildmontana.org. And lastly, Headwall Sports, consigning and selling new and used outdoor gear for the summer season, located off Highway 191 in the Bighorn Shops by Lone Mountain Junction. Open 9 to 6 every day. Information online at headwallsports.com or phone 995-3324. I think there's some weather. Let's see what they're calling for. Today, mostly sunny with a high of 70. Partly cloudy tonight, low 44. Tomorrow, warming up, sunny and comfortable, high of 77. And Sunday, it's going to warm up to 81 with plenty of sun. So expect that. I don't see any precip. Of course, Livingston is going to be breezy. That's about it. Enjoy it while you can. These last days of summer. Feels pretty good after all that rain we got. And things are looking nice and green. We took a road trip up to Sealy Swan this week, and it was beautiful up there. Had a great time. Good chance to relax, unwind. And I really needed that. I need to get out of town sometimes. It's required. And I know you can get out of town really close by. It just felt like it was time for a road trip. And it worked out nice. Met some nice people. And that's a really great when you travel and encounter people that are like-minded, and I had some good conversations and just a roaring good time. So do you need to do anything else? Yes. This 3 o'clock hour is underwritten in part by the Explore Big Sky newspaper, covering Big Sky and Southwest Montana with compelling stories and professional photography from across the region. Available twice monthly at newsstands around Bozeman, West Yellowstone, and Big Sky. Online at explorebigsky.com. Downloads now available from the App Store.
You're listening to Around Town. Here's what's happening for Friday. In Bozeman, it's STEM story time at Montana Science Center. Shakespeare in the Parks performs Midsummer Night's Dream and Cymbeline at MSU Graduate Housing. Bozeman Art Museum presents Recouping Sovereignty, Native Artists Amend the Narrative. The Emerson Center presents The Art of Monica Giles Brings Yellow and its closing night of We Are Still Here and This Is Our Story. Charlie Tuna performs at Love Field. It's Jazz Night at Red Tractor Pizza. It's Uncorked and Unplugged Night at Blend. Donnie's Inferno plays at Country Corner Cafe. Gallatin Speedway Races are at the racetrack in Belgrade. And it's opening night at the Elm with a reception and a performance by Madeline Hawthorne. In Livingston, From Ice Age to Our Age is at the Yellowstone Gateway Museum. In Helena, The Art of Lewis Still Smoking is at the Myrna Loy Jailhouse Gallery, and all your restaurants are open for indoor seating and carryout. You can listen to Around Town on weekdays at 10, 3, and 7 on KGLT.
Yes, and of course you listen to KGLT all the time, so you don't have to worry about checking the clock. Just every 3 hours you hear something change. And it's just a different point of view happening. So, shall we begin?
These are some scenes from war. as it was sold back to us after the war in the films. Number one. These rebels don't represent the people, said the minister, seeking to make his country as attractive as possible to the invaders. Number two. The machine gunner is not antisocial. He throws his unopened mail to the enemy. Three. He moved his head too late. The tank became an angry mother, forcing him to eat the gritty apples of dusty road. Four. As he stepped on the mine, he thought, peas. Five. Glittering in the sun, a brain on the side of the flies. Six. Machine-gunned birds floating in the water. No rescue launches, no dinghies. One by one, they sink, leaving a slick of blood. Seven. An aerial bombardment poem. The button jams. The train in his sight stops shuddering and burns sullenly as he zooms over it. Then a great sun blooms in front of him, turning dark almost at once. Mission unsuccessful, he reports sadly to the worm nearest his head.
Wait until the war is over and we're both a little older. The unknown soldier.
Breakfast where the news is read. Television, children fed. Unborn living, living dead. Bullet strikes the helmet's head. And it's all over for the unknown soldier. It's all over.
Make a grave for the unknown soldier, nestled in your hollow shoulder. The unknown soldier.
Oh,
mother's son today. Head blown up by some soldier's gun. While all the mothers stand and wait. Some mother's son ain't coming home today. Some mother's son ain't got no soldiers fighting in a trench. One soldier glances up to see the sun and dreams of games he played when he was young. And then his friend calls out his name. It stops his dreams, and as he turns his head, a second mother's son lies in a field. Back home they put his picture in a frame. But all dead soldiers look the same. While all the parents stand and wait to meet their children coming home from school. Some mother's son is lying there. Somewhere, someone is crying. Someone is trying to be so brave. But still, the world keeps turning. Though all the children have gone away.
Some mother's son lies in a field. But in his mother's eyes he looks the same as on the day he went away. They put his picture on the wall and put the flowers in the picture frame. Some mother's memory
this to a dragon scene that's happening right now. So the soldiers of Vietnam, we call it machine gun or something like this here.
Thank you. Ale, Dad, all we are saying is give booze a chance.
Hey, 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4. Everyone is talking about light ale, brown ale, lagers, very sun, silver, rhetoric, penis, swing, as much as
Well, I don't know about that.
A record, no. You know what I mean, a record.
Right, so I'll put you on the next B-side.
Macrobiotic, man.
About all there is left to do, give Booth a chance. Start off with Pete Brown from his poetry album, Not Forgotten Associations. You heard Scenes from War. The Doors from their third album, Unknown Soldier. Kinks from Arthur, you heard Some Other Son. And a big chunk of an alternate live version of Machine Gun from Jimi Hendrix from the two nights at Fillmore East, 69 into 70. That one was from the second set of the first night. And I had to look it up to find out which night they actually recorded the take, you know, from the Band of Gypsies album. And that would have been the second night, second set. He played Machine Gun four times over those two nights. I think so. Now, maybe I'm mistaken. He didn't play three nights. No, just two. Anyway, a little different take. A song he didn't play too much after that. It was one of those things was of the moment. And finished up with the Bonzo Dog Band from their compilation called Anthology. Vince Stanchel leading the group and getting us right up to 2:30, a long opening blast, as it should be. The Dalians have landed. Daily coffee and eatery located in Boatswain's Kenner District with indoor seating and newly refreshed outdoor patio. Order by phone using the Joe app. Information and menu online at dailycoffeeandeatery.com. Also, supporting us this hour, helping us out, Cactus Records and Gifts, serving Boatswain's pop culture appetite for almost 50 years with new and used vinyl, tape, CDs, gifts, and more. Open daily. Information and at cactusrecords.net and on Facebook. They're located downtown at 29 West Main, right here in Bozeman. Okay, that's good enough. Good enough. I'm going to press on because I got some good stuff to play. The other week, I went around to the record shop and because I heard there rumors of a pile of singles, and singles always attract me. And I grabbed a whole lot of them. Some I just bought up based on label and the name. I listened to a few of them. But this one I bought because it's on the USA record label, and I know that they're a pretty quality label out of Chicago from the 60s. Most notably, the Buckinghams, kind of a drag fame, were on USA Records. And this one I didn't pay much attention to until I got home and put it on, and I realized that it's a blues singer, the blues mandolin player, Johnny Young. And I showed this record off in a collecting group, and somebody came at me right away and said they wanted it. They would trade anything for it. And I looked it up, and it's a It's not a common record. This is Johnny Young.
I throw my
there's a lively one from John Mayall and the Blues Breakers, Peter Green, Ainsley Dunbar, John McPhee. And I think that only came out on that compilation Through the Years. I think Sonny Williamson song, Your Funeral, My Trial. That's what I remember. I can't read the liner notes on that little CD. It's way too small. I start off Johnny Young, All I Want for Breakfast. That's a rocker. And Sam Lay, ex-Holland Wolf drummer, ex-Paul Butterfield drummer, on his own with Sam Lay Bluesland, covering Bob Dylan. And apparently it's the Butterfield band backing him on that, though there's no indication on the cover. Good one, though. Great little album I stared at for years, and finally, on somebody's suggestion, picked up a copy. Otis Spann, longtime associate of Muddy Waters, from an album he did in England with Fleetwood Mac back him, or maybe he actually did that at Chess, because S.P. Leary on drums, not Mick Fleetwood. Don Walken from an album called Biggest Thing Since Colossus. Eric Clapton, The Powerhouse, that's Steve Winwood, Clapton, and Jack Bruce and Friends. Paul Jones playing harmonica. From that great compilation that a lot of us picked up back in 66 or so, 67, called What's Shaken? Love and Spoonful, Butterfield, Eric Clapton, Tom Rush, and others. Just a real important album for a youth of a certain age. Finish up a Clapton or Mayall there. A quick stop here, and let's see, I can tell you this.
Sometimes we all need to break free from something that's holding us down. And what better way to say it than through music?
I want to break free. I want to break free.
I'm Jim DeRogatis.
And I'm Greg Kot. We share our favorite songs about breaking free this week on Sound Opinions.
Sound Opinions, Sunday at 6 p.m. on KGLT.
Yeah, tune in. Okay, some more from the single pile. These are good ones.
Baby, you're so